For Sarah, Cal and Yap's favorite fan. Fool's Gold. Chapter 1. Trail of Death. Noon came blazing hot, scorching anything stupid enough to be out in the open, and blinding anyone dumb enough to glance upward. But the two riders on this dusty trail weren't stupid or dumb. They were Coyote Cal and his trusty sidekick, Big Yap.
"We must be quavy,"
Yap gasped, hunkered down in his saddle, as grimy rivulets streaked his wizened face and invaded his grizzly beard.
"Going all this way?"
Cal drew rein and frowned.
"Yap, did you take out your teeth?"
Big Yap sighed and gave a short nod.
"If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Keep your teeth where they belong."
But if a duff gets in them..."
"Well, the dust wouldn't get in them if you keep your big yap shut once in a while."
Hemming, hawing, and cursing, Big Yap retrieved his set of false teeth from a sweat-drenched shirt pocket and slapped them right back into his mouth. As a rule, Coyote Cal was never this brusque with his sidekick. But it had been a long day on the trail, and translating Yap's toothless whining was beginning to wear on him.
"Yeah, happy now?"
Big Yap said. They nudged their mounts forward into a trot.
"Like I was saying, Cal, we must be crazy going out all this way on the trail of death."
Yap snorted in disgust. His horse, Blossom, did the same.
"Why are we, anyhow?"
Coyote Cal sat upright in his saddle, wore his charcoal Stetson angled to shield his rugged features from the merciless sun, and kept his lips shut in a firm line to keep the trail's dust from spotting his dazzling set of pearly whites. As his muscular steed, Thunder, loped along, he faced his sidekick with one brow raised. "The name fascinates me." Big Yap snorted again, and so did Blossom.
"But that old Indian back at the fork said nobody's ever survived this trail, that it's plumb cursed."
Cal smirked.
"Never trust a fake Indian who sells iron disulfide at a trailside curio shop. You should have known better than to listen to him."
"Fake Indian?"
"It was Portuguese."
"How could you tell?"
"Well, most of them are."
Big Yap took that logic at face value.
"And what is iron disulfide? You don't mind me asking."
Cal gave him a big knowing wink. "Fool's gold." Yap's jaw dropped.
"Reckon I might have bought me a bag or two."
"Well, let that be a lesson to you," said Cal.
Chapter 2. A Lesson Learned. Dusk came quickly to the Trail of Death, almost like a magician's cape tossed over a glowing crystal ball. The rippling golden orb dissolved into the west with a bloody afterglow, and our heroes decided to make camp.
"Bed down the horses, Yap," Cal said. "I'll go and fetch you some wood for the fire."
Then he ambled off into the dark.
"What a way to end a rotten day,"
Big Yap brumbled.
"Not only do I almost die out there in the heat, but my teeth are caked with a coat of dust so thick I'll never be able to taste anything else. And that blasted Portuguese Indian done sold me 6 bags of that fake gold. Now I gotta bed down Thunder and Blossom in the dark, while Cal gets to go off gallivanting through the underbrush in search of his fame and fortune. Why can't I be the one to fetch the firewood for once? Why has it always gotta be him?"
Then a twig snapped behind him.
"It's about time,"
he muttered, turning.
"You know, how come I never get to..."
He blinked, both eyes darting from side to side. Nobody was there. He turned on his boot heel, swiveling slowly to scan the darkness. One hand went over his shoulder for the sawed-off shotgun sheathed across his back. He started to whistle, real quiet-like, to steady his nerves. Another snap. Off to his left. He drew the shotgun in a flash and cocked both barrels, facing the black night. His whistling came hoarsely now as he rested a finger against the trigger.
"That you, Cal?"
A short snarl burst forth from the darkness.
"Didn't think so."
He pressed the trigger.
"Yap!"
He jumped at the sound of Cal's voice, and his shot went wild, exploding into the night. Invisible paws scampered away at breakneck speed. Cal grabbed his sidekick by the collar and hoisted him up off the ground.
"What the hell are you playing at?"